Officials from the state of California say they will sue President Donald Trump's administration over the declaration of a national emergency on the southern border.
As the president said himself, he didn't have to do this. There's no emergency here for the nation. He's just using this as his cover to try to move this further. And at the end, he also made it very clear. He's depending on what he hopes is a conservative Supreme Court that will back his political play to be able to do this.
Pleased by the comments of the Attorney General, and I'm grateful for his leadership. I'm certainly very supportive of our efforts to sue the administration and to see the president in court. When he said,
California officials say they are reviewing Trump's declaration before joining sister states to challenge the White House in court. So far, New York State's Attorney General has also said her office will challenge Trump in court. A coalition of immigrant rights groups in the border town of El Paso, Texas, say it may file a suit too. Trump announced an executive order to declare a national emergency to get the funding necessary for his controversial border wall with Mexico.
As the president said himself.
So we're going to be signing today and registering national emergency, and it's a great thing to do because we have an invasion of drugs, invasion of gangs, invasion of people, and it's unacceptable. We're going to be signing.
Trump insists the border wall is essential to salvage the good state of the U.S. economy by stopping the influx of illegal immigrants. The U.S. president accused leading Democratic lawmakers of playing a con game by refusing his proposed wall. The House Speaker and Senate Minority Leader have already said Democrats will respond by taking legal action against any declaration of a national emergency on the southern border as a gross abuse of presidential powers.
So we're going to be signing.
Political commentator Keith Preston says President Donald Trump is seeking to strengthen his position for the next presidential election by establishing a national emergency.
Well, as with many other controversies that go on in American politics, largely this is a theatrical production. First of all, as far as the issue of an executive order or establishing a national emergency, there's nothing particularly unusual about that. There are already a number of declared national emergencies that are still in operation, and presidents do this under all kinds of circumstances, when there's a natural disaster, when there's some kind of epidemic of some sort of illness and things like that. So this is hardly unprecedented, the idea of declaring a national emergency over something that's perceived as a crisis. But what the president is clearly doing is, once again, he talked in the press conference we were just listening to about the elections coming up next year. Clearly, he's trying to strengthen his position with his own supporters.
Okay.
Right now, the evidence shows that research shows that immigration is one of the most controversial issues in the United States.